Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Well, cattle producers, one of the great traditions for Superior Livestock is their annual Labor Day sale. It's Labor Day 35, the 11th and 12th of September this year, broadcast live from Fort Worth on SLA TV, that's Dish Network, satellite channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both the 11th and the 12th at 8 a.m. Central Time, 81,300 head to be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
Well, interest in cash cattle markets expected to remain subdued today, with both sides watching from afar at this point following the combined pressure last week in futures and cash cattle trade. Activity is expected to be limited to showless distribution and inventory taking. Following last week's holiday, both sides are gearing up for a full week of action and procurement levels today. It's expected that daily slaughter levels should see around 116,000 head. At this point, with the Holcomb plant still idle from a slaughter perspective, totals of 116 to 117,000 appear to be the new normal, with additional plant runs on Saturday making up the balance of cattle still needed. Sharp losses in futures trade Fridays quickly sparked long-term market concerns. Over on the hogs, the hog futures remain weak leading into opening bell this morning. Following limit down trade Friday, the extremely weak market structure and additional technical pressure will allow for expanded trading limits this morning, which is likely to add even more volatility to the entire complex. Now, on the grains, wheat contracts are weaker across the three exchanges as traders continue to deal with bulging supplies at every turn. Statistics Canada released their quarterly stocks estimates last week, putting all wheat stocks as of July 31st at 6.18 million metric tons, well above the average trade of 5.2 million metric tons and just below last year's 6.8 metric tons. USDA attaché to Canada said last month they expect production to outpace year-ago production by a small margin. Corn prices are lightly mixed as we gear up for the September WASD report later this week. Average trade estimates expect USDA to cut their projection of the 2019-20 corn crop as the first objective plot samples are incorporated into their forecast. And soybeans are lower as we wait for September futures to go off the board and the November contract to become a top step. Technically, November soybeans remain in the longer-term downtrend they've been in for about 3 months, although the latest weakness has not yet taken out the August 28th lows. We're going to check all futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
October live cattle down $3, $94.87. December down $2.47, $99.75. September feeder cattle down $105 at $133.35. October's down $142 at $130.90. October hogs down $280, $63.50. December down $3, $62.47. Kansas City wheat, December down a half penny, $3.93 and a quarter. March was up a half at $4.08. Chicago wheat, December down two and a half, $4.63 and three quarters. March down 2 cents, $4.70 and a half. December corn down $3 and a quarter, $3.55 and a half. March down 3 cents, $3.68 and three quarters. November soybeans down $3 and three quarters at $8.57 and three quarters. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.